So Sundar Pichai, who is the head of Google, had to testify before the House regarding Google's data breaches. You know, putting people's data at risk, it's a big deal. Of course, it was done by accident through exposed APIs and the sharing of the data and the connections between Google accounts. But, you know, it seemed like both sides, Republican and Democrat, were more or less trying to fish a way to determine how Google is spinning elections and spinning things in one or the other's favor. And the sad part is that it just seems like they're just in it for their own benefit, and they just have so much of a lack of understanding. All right, guys, you're listening to yet another episode of In the Weeds. This is Dexter Johnson, and we're about to get into it. So first off, I've already dived deep into the Google Plus data breach once before, so we're not going to get into that once again. But I do want to touch on both sides of the argument where Sundar Pichai was questioned around whether or not Google's search algorithm was biased. And it was asked by the liberal guys, and it was asked by the guys on the right. It was, you know, whichever way you want to figure it, guys, it was asked. And it is really sad because I feel like we're looking at a nation that is extremely divided, and essentially now we're pulling straws trying to figure out what went wrong and trying to figure out who to place the blame on. So, for example, there is this famed thing that you can search in Google Images. You can type in the word idiot, and current president Donald Trump will pop up. Now, is this the fault of Google? Yes and no. No, because of the fact that they're not altering the algorithm to display anything. They're not altering it to say, you know what? We need Donald Trump to look really, 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 really bad. But the thing is, when you have people putting out information saying that he is an idiot using that keyword, and then people are posting it, people are linking it over and over, that all attributes to Google's page rank algorithm. So the algorithm is going to look and say, hey, we see a lot of traffic going here. We see a lot of people linking to here. So this must be valuable content for us to display. So it's going to get pushed up through the search results. And that's a very simple and straightforward way to look at it. Now, does that mean that it's right? No, it doesn't mean that it's wrong either. It's just the way that the thing works. So instead of being upset and saying, hey, you're displaying our guy in a bad light, why don't you look at the fact and wonder why so many people think this way? You know, and then on the liberal side of the argument, we have senators asking, hey, why is this displaying things in a more conservative view? We need more liberal viewpoints out there. It's just like, no, you do not. You don't need more liberal or more conservative viewpoints. The thing about PageRank, like I said, it's all about clicks, it's about links, and it's about what traffic is being driven to those sites, and it's going to thrust up the results that way. It's really simple, and honestly, with the amount of things that Google is working on, it would be kind of pointless for them to try to falsify or make these algorithms more biased. Now, there is bias incorporated in absolutely everything. However, when you have posts that are reoccurring, when you have thoughts that are reoccurring, and when you have clicks that are being driven by, say, Twitter, Facebook, and others that are reoccurring, then of course that page rank is going to go up higher, thus making it appear higher in the search results. So guys, at the end of the day, this is something that all tech companies that are at the forefront of the techno universe have had to do. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has had to go. Twitter CEO Dorsey has had to go. Google CEO, like I said, Sundar Pichai, he had to go. At first, he declined. You know, it was issues with that, but he went. And essentially, he's emerged unscathed. The arguments that were presented to him, first off, let's just admit, let's go ahead and say this, Sundar Pichai is a very well-spoken man, and he is extremely articulate. This is one of the benefits that he has about his personality and that he's displayed all along. He was an engineer prior to becoming a CEO. So he's not just someone who is hired in and doesn't really understand the technology. He understands it because he had his hands in it at one point. So guys, being able to articulate the answers to the questions that members of the House had, very, very, very good kudos for this guy on that. And, you know, being able to come out, because as I said, Democrats and Republicans, it seemed like their agenda was not so much around, you know, Google doing wrong, but it was more around how can it benefit us and why aren't you doing this for us? And that is the sad part. We know that regulation is going to come, but we hope that it's not going to be at the expense of groundbreaking technology. So guys, until next time, I'll holler at you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.